Terry, now the World Series is over. There is a couple of question marks heading into the offseason. One is Mike Napoli, who led the team in home runs this season, and Rajay Davis, who led the league in stolen bases. Both of them 35 years old, both free agents. What's going to happen?
Well, first of all, it's refreshing that you go into the free agent thing, and it's not like we're talking about, can the Indians keep Corey Kluber?
Right.
Can they keep Francisco Lindor? Can they keep Jason Kipnis? Can they keep these guys who are right in the prime of their career?
Mm-hmm.
Napoli and Davis had very, very good years.
Yeah.
But at this point, a year ago,
question marks.
Big question marks. I mean, there's a reason they only signed one-year contracts with the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
Teams are not lined up for them. Napoli's coming off a really difficult year. Because he just wasn't, he had sleep apnea and all kinds of problems, and his bat looked slow. And Davis with Detroit had just, they stopped letting him steal bases, and the Tigers just let him go.
Mm-hmm.
So they picked these guys up basically on a baseball rummage sale.
Yeah.
They had big years. Now the question is, though, were those kind of, you got to be careful with a player at that age. How good were they?
Mm-hmm.
Can they do something like that again? How much do you pay them? So, one thing you didn't want, it gets very confusing about these qualifying offers and things. But just because you don't give a guy $17 million in a qualifying offer, you still could sign. I mean, just don't want to pay him I wouldn't pay him $17 million either. By the way, the number of $17 million is the average of the top 50 salaries in baseball. That's where it comes from.
That's where that number comes from?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't think anybody would say either one of those guys is a top 50 player in baseball.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, when you think about Mike Napoli, he really went cold.
Right. From September 1st on through the end of the World Series, he hit 140.
Not good.
If you really look at the previous 3 years before this one, this year he had 34 homers, drove in 101 runs, batted like 240. The previous 3 years, he hits about 235. 18 homers and drives in about 55 to 60 runs.
Mm.
So you have to decide, if you're signing Napoli, realize that's probably the player you're going to get, the 18 and 60 RBIs. That's more likely than this. This was a career year for him. It came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it did.
Now, Rajay's a little different. He can steal, other than in 2015, Detroit didn't let him run. He only stole 18 bases. But the other years, he would steal between 35 and 50.
Mm.
And he's in great shape. I think they'll be able to bring him back. I don't think a lot of teams value him because he doesn't hit a lot of home runs or whatever. He's a good extra outfielder. I'd like to see him come back. Napoli's interesting. But Amanda, the other thing that I was just thinking about the Indians, 2 days after the seventh game, there was a small press get-together with Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff, the general manager and president. Antonetti's the president. So afterwards, just he and I were chatting a little bit. And I looked at him and said, Chris, have you gotten any sleep yet? He said, no. He said, look, I know next week I'm going to feel really good about our season, but right now I'm just sick.
Yeah.
Because, you come that close and you start replaying different games and different things. And it's not about second guessing. Just if you're an Indians fan, you know how hard it is to get to the World Series.
Right. Yeah.
Especially this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then to get to a seventh game, and then it looks like you're going to get blown out in the seventh game.
Yeah.
And you tie the thing, force it in extra innings, and then lose.
Yeah.
So that's one of the, they're trying to kind of regroup from that and figure out how do you get back there again.
The good thing is that most of the players are going to be around for a while.
Right. In fact, I think they're going to put a lot of their efforts in trying to sign some of their other young players to extensions, like Jose Ramirez, Francisco Lindor, maybe the two prime ones to see if, just like they did a couple of years ago, they signed Jason Kipnis to an extension, Corey Kluber, they signed Carlos Santana, and they signed Carlos Carrasco. So, they have those guys. We're not sitting there like a few years ago. What are they going to do? Are they going to trade CeCe Sabathia?
Right.
Are they going to trade Cliff Lee? Are they going to trade Victor Martinez because they're not signed?
Yeah.
I know the Indians really want to avoid having a player, say in his late 20s, early 30s, right in his prime, not signed up. They're going to either trade him earlier or get him signed. That's what they want to do so you don't go through that agony there.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, that's encouraging at least. And in your opinion, can we part with Napoli and Davis if we have to?
Well, I think you can, but you'd like to, like I said, I think you can keep Davis. Napoli's interesting. In fact, one Indians official said to me, well, look, if Napoli's price gets really high, then we got to go try to find the next Mike Napoli. In other words, the next guy with some power is coming off a bad year. Maybe he was hurt or something else, and get him in here and get him going. I mean, the Napoli was an important player on his team. He batted fourth. He really helped Carlos Santana, where Santana didn't have to have that pressure of the cleanup spot. And he was the kind of guy that Santana, he went out of his way to connect with Latin players. And that's very important. You know, a baseball clubhouse is probably the most diverse thing you'll see, because you got, they always say, well, Latin players, but you got Dominicans, you got Venezuelans, you got Puerto Ricans, and they're not all, quote, the same.
Yeah.
You know, along with African-Americans, and, you know, and sometimes you even have players from the Far East. So Napoli was really good at kind of going across racial lines or whatever. Lindor is very good at that too, because he's bilingual. And so those are things that matter. You know, Davis is just the guy that everybody likes. So they're big on team chemistry. And those two guys, Davis and Napoli, brought a lot of that. But if you're Mike Napoli and I can get a two-year contract out of somebody at the age of 35, you know, almost as in Siberia, I'm signing it.
So right.
We'll have to see how that goes.
All right. Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.